With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump has made an emotional return to Butler, Pennsylvania, the site of the first attempt on his life last July.
A very big thank you to Pennsylvania.
Happened to our country. We can't take another 4 years like this. We won't have a country left. We're not going to have a country left. And all of this will be for nothing if you don't get out and vote.
The Republican presidential nominee, joined by running mate J.D. Vance, billionaire Elon Musk, and others on the grounds of the Butler Farm Show, with just 30 days to go in his race against Democratic opponent Kamala Harris. Vice President Biden is unsure if Israel's prime minister is trying to interfere with the November election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A Democratic senator and ally of Joe Biden said last week that he was concerned Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu is holding up a peace deal in order to influence the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. Mr. Biden was asked about the comment.
No administration has helped Israel more than I have. None. None. None.
Meanwhile, the president said his administration and other nations are working to prevent an all-out war in the Mideast. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The union representing striking dock workers has reached a deal to suspend that walkout until January 15th and provide time to negotiate a new contract. U.S. ports from Maine to Texas had been closed due to the strike by the union representing 45,000 dock workers. They are demanding higher wages and a total ban on the automation of cranes, gates, and trucks used in the loading and unloading of freight at 36 ports. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Milton is formed in the Gulf of Mexico. It's about 355 miles west-northwest of Progreso, Mexico. This is SRN News. Three parents and a grandparent say their rights were violated when they were barred from a New Hampshire school's grounds for wearing wristbands in protest of a boy playing in a girls' soccer game. The lawsuit follows a September 17th match at Bow High School against Plymouth Regional High. A 15-year-old boy is playing on the Plymouth team as he and another boy challenge a New Hampshire ban in court. The plaintiffs say they were forced to take off the wristbands to prevent Bo from forfeiting the game. A Christian school is honored by a national magazine. U.S. News & World Report has announced its 2025 top college rankings, and Hillsdale College was named 50th amongst national liberal arts schools. Provost Christopher Van Orman says, quote, "It's a great joy to have our work at Hillsdale recognized on the national level once again." Hillsdale has been ranked in the top 100 best liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report each year, dating all the way back to 2013. This is SRN News. The sun is acting up again.
Solar storms may cause faint auroras across fringes of the northern United States this weekend. Forecasters are also monitoring for possible disruptions to power and communications. The sun's magnetic field is currently at the peak of its 11-year cycle, making solar storms and northern lights more frequent. The sun shot out two strong flares earlier this week, including one Thursday that was the biggest since 2017. Faint auroras may be visible as far south as South Dakota, Iowa, and New York, but the storms could still intensify or weaken over the weekend. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 6th. It's the 280th day of 2024. There are just 86 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1973, war erupts in the Middle East as Egypt and Syria launch a surprise attack on Israel, the Yom Kippur War. This is SRN News.